Hi, everyone. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday he will leave the White House if the Electoral College votes for President-elect Joe Biden by the December deadline. Trump's comment to reporters at the White House was the closest he has come to conceding the November 3rd election, even as he repeated his unfounded claims of massive voter fraud. The president said it would be hard for him to concede under the current circumstances and declined to say whether he would attend Biden's inauguration on January the 20th. Desperate efforts by Trump and his aides to overturn results in key states, either by lawsuits or by pressuring state legislators, have failed, and he is running out of options. Authorities in Zimbabwe say rescuers are trying to reach at least 40 miners trapped underground after a shaft in a disused gold mine collapsed. Families of some of the people trapped have been keeping vigil since the incident occurred late Wednesday at the town of Bindura, well north of the capital, Harare. The head of the Zimbabwe Miners Federation said Thursday that six miners were rescued and taken to the hospital, but their condition was not immediately made available. Mining is a major source of foreign currency for Zimbabwe, where gold alone accounts for about 60% of its exports. Burkina Faso President Roch Kabore has won re-election by a comfortable margin. Preliminary results show on Thursday, after an election marred by insecurity that prevented swaths of the West African country from voting. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is